Hey, what's up? It's Bill Burr,
Joe DeRosa.
Hey, everybody. It's Robert Kelly.
And we're here to tell you that the three of us wrote a book. We wrote a book called Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
The title pretty much says it all. It's filthy, it's funny, and it's available now.
And since we spent 2 years of our lives writing this goddamn thing, we'd really appreciate it if you went out and bought it right now.
Go to Amazon.com or your local bookstore and get a copy of Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity. It'll make you laugh.
Oh, and there's also a bonus. The book also includes a link to watch our short film, which is also called Cheat, that we got into the Tribeca Film Festival. We're really proud of it.
So please, get the book so you can watch the movie. Cheat, the book and the movie, available now.
That's it. No excuses, no nothing. God damn it, help us out. Go buy Cheat.
Cheat.
Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
Oh, my God, look at you. You're flush. You just don't look like you're yourself right now. You're scaring me. Here, go in the bedroom. No, just go in the bedroom. Just lay down. Drink plenty of fluids.
I don't know if you guys are like me, but I fucking hate that shit when you get sick and then somebody tells you you just got to shut it down and then you just have to go in there and fucking lay there. Bored out of your fucking mind. It's like, why can't I be sick doing shit? I have to lay here and just be like, ugh, I'm fucking sick. While you come in here bringing me cups of tea?
See, that's your problem. I just want to help you and you won't let me do it.
As you can tell, echo! I'm back in New York in my apartment. And if elected, there will be no more common cold. As long as you have the money to pay for the cure. If you are below the line, go fuck yourself. You didn't buy a $5,000 plate to donate to my campaign. I'm fucking spent. I feel like shit. I thought I was going to cough again. Then those coughs would be like the backup dancer to what the fuck I was saying. I finally get sick, man. I'm fucking in the middle of a 7-week tour. I'm 5 weeks in. This shit finally hit the fan when I was out there in Cincinnati. I don't know what happened. You know what it was? It's just fucking global warming is fucking with me. It's just everybody is it's summertime until well into fucking October. Not even well in, you know what I'm saying. And then bam, it just becomes like deep in the fall. So I fucking show up in Cincinnati after looking at the forecast. I show up out there with like a windbreaker, right? And just the first night, I got this fucking... I have no jacket on. I'm tired from my fucking 9th flight of the fucking month. And, you know, it was raining out. And then that was it. Oh, and then what else, Bill? What else dumb thing did you do? Did you take any vitamin C? I don't even know if that works. What did you take? What did you do? Nothing. I didn't take anything. I shook hands and then fucking rubbed my nose with the hand I shook everybody's hand with. And then that was it. I was fucking sick. Fucking sick. So I get to New York City. No, that's not even what I do. So fucking Verzi. Dude, I called it. Verzi fucking tells me to get that airborne. You know, take the shit that everybody else is taking. You know, throw the exact same punch that this fucking virus has seen over the last fucking, you know, whatever, 5 years. You think you can't see that coming at this point? Oh, the old airborne. The old triple Lindy, the 23 Skidoo, fucking slips that and then punches me right in the face. Go fuck yourself. You're sick for 3 days. So, that's the deal. All right? So, what do? I get here to New York. This podcast is going to suck, by the way. So, I warned you 4 minutes and 11 seconds in. All right? So, it's your fault if you don't fucking tap out. You're probably going to keep listening, aren't you, you sadistic sons of bitches? So I go out and I'm like, all right, I want to sleep. I want to sleep tonight and just fucking try to get ahead of this goddamn thing. So I go to the goddamn, what is it? The CVS, the Duane Reade, whatever the fuck it is. Rite Aid. I don't know what part of the country I'm in. Well, I know a part of the country, but I forget what they have. So anyways, I fucking go in there and I'm looking for the Alka-Seltzer cold and fucking flu bullshit, right? And I just start reading the stuff on the back, and it basically says, if you take this 4 times in 1 day, you're going to do major irreparable damage to your liver. You understand how fucked up that is? Okay, four times. It just takes four doses of this shit, and I'll do major irreparable damage to my liver. Why the fuck would I even take it once? You know what I mean? That's like having a gun, and instead of holding it to your head, you shoot your foot. Why the fuck would you do that? So I was like, fuck that. Fuck that Alka-Seltzer. I'm going to tough it out. And then I pussied up and I got some fucking NyQuil. But even then, I read this one. And this one has, it's some fucking long-ass word. Begins with an A and it has like 17 consonants in a row, you know? Like a fucking Russian hockey player's last name, you know? CZY. It's the first fucking three letters of their weird-ass names. And it all says that it does fucking liver damage. So I'm sitting here, old school, toughing this out like a fucking Quaker. You know how they do that shit? Out there in Pennsylvania, that kid gets an appendicitis and they're like, well, why would we just go to the fucking witch doctors when they know how to fucking handle it? We'll just sit here and go, ooh, boogity, 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 and fucking hold our hands over it, rubbing our hands together, you know, like you're in Karate Kid. And then the kid fucking dies. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to be the first adult who dies of the common cold. And it'll be my silent protest to the fucking whatever. Ah, Jesus, hang on. Fucking cunt. Oh, left-handed from across the room, right in the fucking bucket. So anyways, this is the podcast for this week. I got a huge week. Bunch of promo stuff. My special came out last week for download. $5 a whack. And pretty much there was, you know, I would say 99% success rate with people downloading it. I want to thank everybody that's been downloading it. Please tell your friends to continue. It's a nice steady stream. It was like, you know, 1% of people had difficulties, their computers or the thing, you know, who knows what. And they were all very nice. There was only a couple cunty emails where I had to get up and walk around. Here's one. If you had a problem and you want customer service, it's probably not good to start your email off with seriously. Seriously? Like, I give you $5 and then, like, I seriously? Ugh. What a fucking cunt. I had somebody else go, right? I love how, like, nobody ever thinks, hey, maybe it's me. Maybe it's my computer. Like, when I'm telling you 99% of the people are getting a special without a fucking glitch. Okay? And I have empathy for people who go to download something that doesn't work out. That happens to me every time. All right? But I know that I suck at all things computers. Okay? But I had a computer whiz set this motherfucker up. Okay? So this one guy hits me with like, he was just so convinced that no one was going to respond to him that he just went fucking all in. And evidently, he came up with this theory that I was basically not giving anybody the special, and I was using it $5 each to just buy a new roof. That's what I was going to do. I was going to fuck everybody over. Completely, like, napalm the little fan base that I have just, you know, for this short run to get a new fucking roof, you know? It'd be one thing if I was sending out hard copies. This is just a fucking digital thing. You know, I don't have to keep pressing a bunch of them. You just get access to it and you download. You know? I don't know. Why the fuck would I do that? So I just wrote the dude back. I was just like, listen, it's just a glitch. You know, we'll make sure you get the special. If you'd like a refund, I'll, you know, send me your address. I'll send you a check. The fuck is wrong with you? But even his was funny. It was a dude who wrote, seriously? Seriously, like, I have to, like, download this, too, to, like, watch this? Seriously? Oh, and then the other cunt. There was, like, three cunts this week. Out of, like, a couple thousand people. There was only three cunts. Another one fucking wrote, said, you know, this is the fourth time I fucking emailed you, which was a total goddamn lie. Or they don't know how to send a fucking email. Because I was like, you know, I don't know what the word is. I was going to say religiously or fucking whatever. I was making sure because I didn't want to fuck anybody over. All I got's my balls and my word. And I don't break them for nobody. So I fucking searched the kid's thing. He told me he wrote four times. It'd be nice to have some sort of human response. blah, 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 blah. And then I just wrote back, this is the first email I've got from you. I'll gladly give you your money back. What's your address? And I haven't heard back from him. Seriously? Go fuck yourselves. So anyways, what else do I got? Oh, I didn't announce this last week because I'm a moron. I'm in the middle of this tour. I'm going to be, I started a podcast network. And with Al Madrigal from Minivan Men and a number of other people who don't have podcasts. So you won't know who the hell they are, but it's called allthingscomedy.com. You should check it out. We got a bunch of, we got like 8 to 10 cool podcasts on there. And, you know, it's kind of, how do I explain it? You know what? It's just sort of, it's one for podcasters. If that makes fucking sense. What's happening is these podcasts are doing really well. And now the businessman's coming in and he's just rounding them all up. And then, hey, come on to my network. Okay, here's the deal there, fucking Johnny Bravo. I'll own your podcast. You suck a dick and do your show every week. And in the end, I'll make the millions and you can go fuck yourself. It's the typical behind the music contract. So me and Mr. Madrigal were like, well, why don't we just create a co-op? Everybody comes in. We band together in the strength of numbers. Everybody owns their podcast. No funny shit. You know, whatever listeners you bring in, that's how much money you make. All right? No funny business, no hidden hand, no rabbit in the hat, none of that bullshit. Okay? We're out of our fucking minds. We created a completely fair business model for all parties involved. It's called All Things Comedy. So if you guys would like to check it out, of course I don't have any internet, so I can't, I'm trying to remember. We got Walking the Room. We have Ari Shaffir's, we have Your Mom's House. You guys probably are listening to some of these. What else do we got? Come on, Bill. Harlan's Highway, Harlan Williams. It's great. Go check it out. Go check it out. Minivan Men, the Monday Morning Podcast. It's an eclectic mix of podcasts. And everybody still owns their podcast. Nobody's getting fucked over. That's the crazy thing. It's not even just show business. Just business in general. What I find is whenever I get in business with somebody, it's always like, okay, we're getting in business together. All the receipts and money will go to me, and then I'll tell you how much we made. That's what they always say to me. All right, let's do this. This is going to be a great collaboration. Okay, you just sit over there and don't you worry. All monies will come into me and I'll tell you how much we made. Go fuck yourself. Every time. That's what it's like to play a comedy club. You know? I don't know how many people sit in the fucking room. I have somebody standing back there with a clicker. You know? I don't have time for that shit. I just do a guarantee. Pay me this and I will dance like a monkey all weekend. All right? That's it. And then you can do whatever boss hog shit you want to do. Sticking fucking extra chairs in, having a VIP section or whatever the fuck else you want to do. Oh, Bill's in a cunty mood. Did you guys watch any of the NFL football yesterday? I've been missing out on a lot of football because I've been on the road and I've been actually going to games. I went to the Bengals game, or the Bangles, as Paul Verzi calls it. Like he says the same thing as the girl group, the Bengals. I went there, and what a great fucking stadium that is. Underrated, the Cincinnati Bengals Stadium. I don't even think I got the name of it. It's probably because I was drinking Jameson coming across on a fucking riverboat at 10 in the morning. It's probably why. Fucking came walking up, and I said to the security guy, where's the will call? And he's like, oh, you're really far away from that. And I go, great. Well, which direction is it in, you fucking idiot? Other than that, it was a great experience. Really, really great stadium. Really intimate, like the crowds on top of it. And for some reason, this Bengals fan in front of me convinced me to start heckling the Dolphins kicker, who has a highlighted mullet. A mullet with highlights in it, I guess is a better way to describe it. And there was a kid behind me, so I never cursed. And I was just sitting there shredding my voice for nothing. I didn't have any money on the game. I don't give a... I didn't want to see the Dolphins win just because the Patriots are in the AFC. But, so, this is kind of a fucked up subject. What's the deal with Pink every fucking year? Is this like forever now? Every October for an entire month, everybody in the NFL is going to dress up like Barbie Funtime Summer Dance fucking Winnebago thing. I don't know what the fuck. Pinky Tuscadero. Or what the... You know what I mean? And this is the thing. This is... It's over. This is something that you cannot fucking reverse. If you're going to wear pink for 4 weeks, all right, to raise awareness for breast cancer, there's no way somebody can come and be like, hey, how about just 3 weeks? You know? You can't, because it's going to be like, you don't care about people suffering from breast cancer? You know? There's no fucking way to criticize this without coming off like a cold-hearted son of a bitch, but that's not going to stop me from trying. Am I the only one who finds it like just a little intrusive that it's that long? That it's just, it's a month out of a 4 month season. And it's not like they just have a little bow there. They're just fucking decked out in the shit. Like, who got caught fucking who, and this is what they had to do to make up for it? Or is this just like a business move by the NFL where they're sitting there going like, all right, we can get a lot of ladies watching if we show that we care about, you know, this as much as we do, you know? So this is my solution or my suggestion. Can we at least tone it down? Can we just start with the pink ref whistle? Does he really have to stick that thing in his mouth and go, tweety, tweet? I don't know, dude. You know what it is? It's all part of this fucking slow slide away from everything that made this country great. Nerds and ladies are fucking, I'm not saying they're running shit, but they're definitely doing the decorating. You know what I mean? They're in the driver's seat. They're dictating what the fuck we're watching. Oh, I'm fucking going full on conspiracy theory here. I just, you know, the guy's guy is dead. Dead in the water. If there's going to be a guy's guy on TV, he has to be mocked. You know what I mean? It has to be done in like that office kind of way where you just fucking, you know, he's confident, but he's betraying an underlying insecurity. Now, maybe he's just confident. Maybe he was just one of those guys who got laid in the fifth grade because he just had the fucking gift. The same way Jordan had the gift to play hoop. You know, maybe he's just that guy. Maybe he's that guy that all the ladies want to bang. They want to touch his fucking thing, but they don't want to touch yours. Right? And then what? So then you write the fucking script and then you make him out to be a douche. You know what? I, for one, don't buy into it. How about you wear it 1 week? Who isn't aware of fucking breast cancer at this point? Who isn't aware of it? Anybody? You know what I think? The NFL, because they're such good businessmen, I think what they're doing is they're actually, you know, not enough women are buying jerseys. So they just have them modeling pink ones for the entire month, acting like they give a shit about finding a cure to this disease so that women will go out, oh my God, I like the pink Powder Puff Dallas Cowboy Tony Romo one. Oh, I have a pair of socks that would go with it so nicely. You know, it's fucking football, man. Is it like illegal to be a guy now? Can you just, it's like, it's almost just mocked. If you want something to be fucking hardcore guy, like full on fucking testosterone, like for some reason, it's considered, I would say borderline offensive. Can you picture Ken Stabler wearing pink? The Steel Curtain wearing pink? The Doomsday Defense? The Purple People Eaters? The fucking Orange Crush? The Overhill Gang? How many defenses do I got to bring up wearing pink? They wouldn't have wore pink. They would have said, we're not wearing that, sweetheart. And they would have slapped you on your Mary Tyler Moore ass and sent you out of the locker room as they dropped their towels. That was the NFL I grew up with. I don't recognize this NFL. All right? Everybody running around. You should just give them those socks that have that little ball on the back of the ankle. You know? Why don't we have them wear dresses all through November for, like, you know, sweatshop labor awareness? You know what would be fucking hilarious? Not really, in an ironic sense, is if those pink breast cancer awareness jerseys and all that shit at some point along the manufacturing thing are sewn together by some child at 4 a.m. in, like, the Philippines. You know what I mean? Oh, the level of irony in that. Wouldn't that be hilarious? Well, I think it would be. All right. I'm kind of handicapped this week here because I can't find, you know, this fucking internet doesn't work in this goddamn place. Oh, here's the deal. By the way, if you're downloading my special, first of all, thank you so much. And thank you for everybody who did it. I really, really, really appreciate it. It's fucking awesome that you guys support my specials like that. And you come out to see me, you know, like Saturday night, go bananas. The Cincinnati Reds are in the playoffs and people still showed up and they just taped the game. That does not go unnoticed, even by an arrogant jackass like myself. All right, so I got to let you guys know that if you didn't receive the download link to when you email me, when you go, seriously, I gave you $5, seriously, just make sure that you include your PayPal receipt number and special and put special download in the subject line. It'll just make it easier for me to sift through them so that, you know, I can do right by you. You spent $5, God damn it, you should get what the fuck you paid for, correct? Well, all right then. All right, let's do some advertising for this week, if I can find it. Scrolling down with my thumb. Where the hell is it? Come on, you fucking prick. Who says prick? How old am I? Come on, you oughta. Where the hell is it? Is it really easier? Can somebody please explain to me how it's easier? How these fucking goddamn fucking iPhone cunt motherfuckers. All right, here we go. Search. What happens? Do I open an email and then my fucking ass cheek somehow, like, deletes it? There it is. All right, sorry. Okay, here we go. This fucking 20 seconds of your life you'll never get back. All right, eVoice, everybody. If you're looking, if you need help looking more professional or being more efficient, you should check out eVoice. I've personally received some ridiculously awesome feedback on Twitter from my listeners of the show that says that the eVoice thing is helping them get their business off the ground, helps it to sound professional and all this stuff. This stuff is seriously, the service, I should say, is seriously definitely worth the price of admission here. By going to www.evoice.com/Bill Burr, you can get a free 6-month trial of eVoice. It helps me as I can now give out multiple numbers that will, it doesn't help me. I don't use it. Why do they always try to get you to say that you're using it? I don't need this. I don't have a business. I'm a fucking solo guy. This is for you guys. It can help you. Give out multiple numbers that will all come through one cell phone. All right? You can have virtual answering service with multiple accents that make you sound bigger than you are. That's that great thing that they have where they actually have actors, like voiceover, professional voiceover actors that will make it sound like you have some smoking hot chick from fucking Cucamonga answering your phones right there. Someone's going to be like, well, I want to have a meeting with this guy. Maybe that chick's going to show up. And by the time they realize that she doesn't even exist in your business world, you got them locked in on 8 months of business. You can transcribe your voicemails to text or email. Basically, eVoice makes your life easier and makes a small business owner look much bigger. Go to www.evoice.com/Bill Burr and get a free 6 months trial of eVoice. You got to do it. All right, and once you get your damn business going, then what do you got to do? You know it's coming. Stamps.com, everybody. Huh? How many times I got to read to you and tell you how awesome this is? I use this thing every damn week when I'm sending out my DVDs. If you would like to never have to go to the post office again, to be able to have the ability to print legal stamps and postage in the safety of your own apartment, home, dwelling, tent city, wherever the hell you're at, please visit Stamps.com. You would think that I would have this memorized. What the hell are we doing here? I'm the worst. What else? You get a scale. I don't know what else to tell you. It's perfect. You don't have to go to the post office anymore. You don't have to wait in lines. You don't have to deal with their grumpy attitudes. You got the post office when you're within your own goddamn apartment. All right? Stamps.com. Do it. Live it. Love it. Give me feedback. All right. That's it. Back to the podcast. So here we are. 20 minutes in. I'm dying of a fucking common cold. Hey, do you know, I was on a plane yesterday. Well, what else is new? I was on a fucking plane. And somebody brought two pit bulls on the plane both the dogs were on leashes. I didn't know you could do that shit. The guy got on first. And he just walked these two fucking beautiful dogs on. And I was praying to God he was sitting next to me. That's how much I'm sold on that breed. As much as everybody was making their fucking pit bull jokes. It's really like dog racism. You know what I mean? Grab your purse. There's a pit bull. But I'm not going to lie to you. They are scary looking dogs. They really are. They do. They can be. Until you get one. And then once you have a fucking pit bull, every time you see one, all you want to do is just go up and pet the dog and squeeze its fucking thighs. Those fucking fullback thighs are the shit. So I went to the Bengals game with Paul Verzi. That was franchise number 30. I got two more to see. The Saints in Tampa Bay. I'm going to see a Saints game in November. And then I guess I'll knock out Tampa Bay next year. And then what do I do? Huh? I've been to every fucking football stadium, every baseball stadium. I'm going to have to start going to college. And then what? Jesus. Then I go to all the big college ones. And then when I wipe those out, at that point, I'll probably be in my 70s. And then I'll just be some creepy comedian hanging out at high school football games. Oh, God. Do you think you're even going to make it that far? You ever think about that shit? Are you even going to make it that far? The fact that it's like 80 degrees right up until like October 5th. And I don't even know if this has to do with human beings. I have no fucking idea. You know, from what I've heard, there's been periods of cooling and warming up all throughout history. But all I know is that the shit be changing. And that there's too many fucking people. I don't know. See, this is the thing, man. This is why, I don't know. I should have got married and had kids. I gotta fucking lock this shit down. I gotta get married and have kids. That's the deal. All right, and then I can be just sitting there focusing on what kind of stuff is in these Fruit Loops. Should we be like feeding them this stuff? You know. Meanwhile, there's some fucking black van sitting out front, and I don't even notice it. That's exactly what they want. That's what they want. You know what? That's the podcast for this week. I'm not fucking. I can't do this shit. I don't have any fucking internet. I can't fucking breathe. Oh, who's a whiny cunt this week? Hang on, I gotta hit pause. Hold on, I gotta fucking blow my nose. God damn it. All right, I'm back. Okay, here we go. It's the fucking worst. Why the fuck did I just take the goddamn vitamins instead of being an asshole? Hey, you know, we actually have a follow-up. We actually have a follow-up thing here for that dude. Remember that dude a few weeks ago who had that chick start to rumor that he was into the weird porn, even though it was she who was into the weird shit? Remember that? For those of you who didn't listen, a few weeks back, this guy, he's hooking up with this lady, and she says, hey, why don't you come over? We can watch some porno. So he's all excited, you know? And he decides to let her pick the porno. Which is a very smart move, because God knows if you pick something too weird, you could fuck the whole evening up. So let her, you know, pick her, like, you know, romance porno, you know, that's shot with, like, soft lighting, you know, that awful porn that some women watch. So that's what he's expecting. And she put on some sort of cartoon where this chick was getting, like, fucking, you know, raped by a cyclops or something. I can't remember what the fuck it was. So he flipped out, broke up with her. And what does this girl do? Rather than going and get some therapy or just being okay with the freak that she is, she goes around the school and starts telling everybody that it was he who did that, fucking with his reputation. So he said, what should I do? And I said, this is what you do. I said, you fucking bring her over. You act like you're getting back together with her. And you just sort of record in the background and ask her why she told everybody that he was the one that picked out the porn when, in fact, it was actually her. And then you got it, and then you don't get back together with her, and you say, listen, Pope of Greenwich Village, right? I got a fucking tape that I took off a fucking dead cop. You pull that bullshit. Well, he did his version of it, all right? And here's what he did. Okay, Bill, thanks for your advice. I took your advice up a level. Oh, I took your advice up a level. I pretended to get back together with her and was able to convince her I had an open mind. We made it back to her place, and I convinced her to go back on the computer and get another cartoon porno. Now, this is how you know that this girl is fucking nuts, is the fact that she absolutely destroyed this guy's reputation. And then when he goes, no, I get it now. Can we just get back together? And she's just like, yeah, let's just get back together. There's no, oh, my God, I can't believe what I did. I've ruined you. You know, why would you even want to get back together with me after what I did to you? There's none of that. She's just like, oh, okay, things are back to normal. Psycho. So anyways, I convinced her to go back on the computer and get another cartoon porno. I was standing behind her and took a picture of her on her computer. I had to sit through the video and got a blowjob. I then went home and printed off the picture and posted it in her classroom. I was then, oh, Jesus, dude. I was then called into the principal's office. He was a dude and was very sympathetic. The only reason I was called in was because an old lady teacher reported me. The principal just shrugged and claimed I was being bullied and was just trying to clear my name. I acted like I was the victim and he ate it up. I was about to turn him onto your podcast, but realized it would make it premeditated bullying. She is never going to live it down, but all the girls think I'm an asshole and guys think I'm a hero. So worth it. Thanks for your help. Well, congratulations. Well, why the fuck do the girls think you're an asshole? You know, I guess because they insert themselves into the situation where they there would have been a picture of them watching a porno, but they, you know, they wouldn't have done what she did. You know that? I'll never understand. A bunch of comedians have done bits about that, how women fucking can't get along with each other. But when it comes between, you know, a woman and a guy, they will support women blindly. She made this guy's life a living hell. Jesus, dude. And you got a fucking blowjob out of it. Oh, Jesus. He took it up a notch, everybody. All right, Bill, modern football. Oh, this is because I went off on rugby in football last year. Hey, Bill, Boston's involved in the creation of modern American football. Be proud. All right, so he sits there and he gives me the Wikipedia link here, which I'm hoping will open maybe in the next fucking 9 minutes. History of American football can be traced to early versions of rugby football and associations football. Well, there you go. So then why do all those soccer cunts go like, give us shit like that? That was, well, I guess because it just makes sense that soccer is football. It's a ball and you can only use your feet unless you're the goalie. Both games have their origin in... How dumb are we? Why didn't we just call it rugby? Yeah, that would make more sense if our version of rugby was bigger guys hitting each other harder, you know? Anyways, both games have their origin in the varieties of football played. I don't give a fuck. This is the most boring shit ever. I hate when somebody sends me a Wikipedia link like they did this fucking, that they went into the bowels of a library and found some, you know, Ed Rugby versus NFL football 1862 case. You know what I mean? I don't fucking know. That was my call too. Dilemma. Bill, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Oh, 100 duck-sized horses, without a fucking doubt. Oh, I'd feel bad if I broke one of their legs. They're just little
little fucking horsies. I just tip them over. I just keep tipping them over. A fucking duck the size of a horse, you can get killed. A horse fucking kicks you in the head, you can die. All right, and they have those little feet. The ducks have those giant fucking web things. That would be like getting slapped by the biggest phone book in the history of mankind, right across the face. At the very least, you're going to get a vicious concussion. Fuck that. 100 duck-sized horses. I can't imagine how hard I would be laughing as they chased me. You know? Are they faster than I am? Or is it like one of those nightmares where you're still faster than them, but you can't shake them? For some reason, I'm picturing myself fighting these horses in Central Park. Maybe because I'm in New York. I would have that fucking, you know, like when you were drunk and you were getting chased by some fucking person, you know, some adult for whatever fucking reason, because you were having a party or some shit, or you were on their property. Remember that feeling when you would start running, where you could only kind of feel your forehead and the top of your head and the rest of your body was numb, and you knew it was only a moment of time before you did a fucking face plant? I think that's how I would feel if I was getting chased by 100 duck-sized horses. That's what I think, everybody. That's my comedic take on that one. Oh, go. This is the worst fucking podcast ever. Ugh. 36 minutes in. How the fuck am I going to fill these final fucking 24 minutes? 2-year breakup. Bill, this one's pretty fucked and convoluted, but I'm going to try to make it brief. Met my lady in high school almost 5 years ago. Our first breakup was around the 2.5-year mark. Despite being broken up, we still had sex, went on dates, and did a bunch of general relationship shit. Yeah, you're two codependent people. You should have walked away. He goes, a few months went by before we made our relationship official again. A few weeks after that, however, I found out she had been fucking some dude during the hiatus. Now, don't put hiatus in quotes, because you broke up. You were on hiatus. That was fair. Yeah. She did it within the trade deadline. I was 18 at the time and took it hard. Things got ugly between us for a long time. Long story short, we stay together for a year, break up again, fuck around while apart again, and get back together. A few months more goes by before I find out she's been fucking another dude during our second hiatus. Jesus, dude. How many times are you going to go back for the same movie? Did you go see Police Academy 7? Because you wanted to see if the little mousy girl was going to go, don't move, dirt bag, for the 50th time. Did you clap and laugh like a fucking trained seal? Come on, man, you're better than this. Anyways, as you can guess, things get really bad this time. Though we haven't got back together officially, this is fucking retarded, I know, he says, we still are in an exclusive relationship. There's literally a mountain of other bullshit that may be slightly relevant, but who gives a fuck? Here's where you come in. I'm fucking sick of this shit, but I can't bring myself to tell the girl to kick rocks. I guess that means leave. First love, lost our virginity to each other, etc. And thoughts of her being with other people fucks me up, even though she already has been. I'm a huge pussy and need some solid advice on how to put this one to bed. Thanks. Fuck yourself. All right. Yeah, dude, what you need to do is, all right, you know what's weird? Before you have your first fucking girlfriend, before you've ever been in a fucking relationship, you have this whole fucking life. You have your life. Granted, you're probably still living at home with your parents and you got to deal with their shit. Brian, dinner's ready. You got to deal with that shit, right? But generally speaking, you have your fucking life. You know, you're playing street hockey. You're going out drinking beers. You're fucking going to games. You're doing whatever the fuck you're doing. Then all of a sudden, you get your first girlfriend, right? And suddenly, I find how wonderful my life, right? And then all of a sudden, your life just becomes about that. Especially if you're codependent and you're going to stop doing the other bullshit. And then all of a sudden, you fucking break up. And you can't even remember what the fuck you did before you met this person, right? You feel lost. You feel hopeless. You feel worthless. You don't even think life is fucking worth living.
All that is, obviously you're going to miss this person. You got to remember, you got to build your life back up. You got to fucking sit down and be like, what the fuck did I used to enjoy doing before I met that fucking nightmare with the vagina? You know, what did I used to like to do? And just start doing that shit. All right? Get out there, be fucking social. And look, it's going to suck for a good 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, there'll be enough time. And this is the thing, too. Don't be talking to her during that 6 weeks. All right? Women have this unbelievable ability to sense when you're starting to get your shit together after a breakup, and they will call you 1-800-MINDFUCK, and they will stir your shit up, and they'll set you a week and a half behind. All right? Don't fucking do that, all right? You walk away like De Niro in Heat. That's what you got to do on this one. Just fucking walk away. It's over. It's done. Go fuck yourself. It's it. You don't have to say that stuff to her, but just it's over. Just be like, I have to figure out who I am again. And then that's it. Sniffle and walk away. And just accept the fact that it's going to suck for a good 6 weeks. But every day is going to get a little easier. All right? And at the end of fucking 6 weeks, you know, you'll be fine. You'll still miss her every once in a while. But don't go back to that shit. It's fucking misery. You know it's misery. All right? You got to man up. And this is a fucking lesson you really have to learn in life. Or you're going to end up staying with this girl or repeat this fucking process with somebody else that you shouldn't be with. And one of these days, you're going to knock them up and then your life's really going to suck. All right? So stop being a fucking pussy. There's plenty of broads out there. You know? That's it. Join a gym. Go to a fucking game. Go travel. Just go do something that doesn't involve her. Something that you can fucking look forward to. All right? And there you go. And that's it. I hope that helps you. All right. All right. Last week, I was laughing my ass off reading this thing where this guy was trying to claim that sleep sex shit, you know, that basically he's asleep and he just starts having sex with his fucking girlfriend. And he's completely asleep. He's totally asleep. Evidently, this is, somebody says, hey, Bill, this does exist. This does happen to me at least a dozen times a year. That's what somebody wrote in. Here, listen to this one. Hey, Bill, I feel compelled to write to you this email after hearing the Monday Morning Podcast this morning. I know the guy's sleep sex story sounds insane, but I can tell you that it's 100% a real thing. Hear me out. This is so fucking nuts. Somebody else told me that there was somebody who fucking was asleep, woke up, didn't wake up, got up like a fucking zombie, got in the car, drove across town, murdered somebody, and came back and got off because they were asleep. Okay? You can't drive a car when you're fucking asleep. This is bullshit. I don't give a fuck if there's a scientific name for that. Are your eyes open? Then you're awake. Well, you're driving down the street with your fucking eyes closed. You know? Are these people like supernatural beings? Are they witches? What are they doing? Why are they having sex? Why don't they wake up and do like fucking, they start, you know, scrubbing the floor? Why do they always go do something fun? Like get laid or kill somebody that's annoying them? How come they never do anything miserable? Oh my God, I got fucking, you know, I was, I've reshingled the roof for my neighbor. Yeah, this is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. Fuck all you guys. I'll read it. I'll try to have an open mind. Here's another guy who suffers from getting laid while he's sleeping. In college, I was dating a girl who would do the same thing. I started spending the night at her place, which was closer to campus than my dorm. One night, I came back really late after driving back to college from home. I walked in, and I heard loud moaning like someone was having sex. Thinking she was cheating on me, I bust into the room to beat the shit out of whoever she was fucking, which is hilarious. Why would you beat the shit out of that person unless they knew you and knew that you were in a relationship? The guy's just doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's trying to get laid. You should go in there and fucking call the girl a whore and then leave. misdirected anger. Anyways, he goes, I walked in only to find her by herself in bed, naked from the waist down, fingering the hell out of herself. So he goes, so I walked over thinking I could get in on the action. And her eyes were closed and she wouldn't respond to me talking to her. Dude, what kind of fucking Blair Witch, The Exorcist? This is fucking creepy. You walk in, her eyes are closed. She's like in a zombie state, finger blasting herself. And your first thought is, hey, maybe I can get in on the action. That right there just shows the weakness of a man. The fact that he can go from that level of rage, I'm going to beat the fuck out of whoever's banging my girl, to 2 seconds later, like, hey, maybe I can help you out with that there, little lady. Anyways, once she finished, she seemed to fall asleep immediately. Thinking this was crazy, I woke her up and asked her what the fuck was going on. She admitted that this happens sometimes, not very often, but sometimes. And she never told me about it because it was embarrassing. I was like, okay, whatever. And never really thought about it again. Really? You saw something that bizarre and were like, all right, okay, you know. And then you never thought about it again? That sounds like that would be like so disturbing to see somebody in a zombified state fingering themselves. I don't think, I mean, just me picturing what that looks like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to forget it. Anyway. Now, let me get to... fuck, I'm going to sneeze. God damn it. Hang on a second. All right, I'm back. I'm back here. I don't think I could ever get that thought out of my head. Well, I just kind of shook it off and continued on. He said, now, let's get to where I say sleep sex is real. About 3 weeks later, I was spending the night at her place again, and I woke up to her talking in her sleep. Oh, my God. Dude, this is the creepiest shit. She's speaking in tongues. 666 on her fucking forearm. This sounds like one of those, I don't know what the name of the fucking movie is. Anyways, what the hell was I? 3 weeks later, I woke up. She was talking in her sleep, but talking like she was having sex. Saying shit like, yeah, fuck me. And stuff. But she was just talking, not doing anything else. So she's sitting up in bed, having a fucking conversation, her eyes fucking like rolling around in her fucking head. This is the creepiest shit ever. Do you guys sleep in like a pyramid? Is she like, is she like fucking cursed? This sounds like some shit that would only happen like in an Indiana Jones movie. So he goes, so I decided to wake her up and let her know what she was doing. I leaned over and kind of shook her softly, you know, saying, hey, wake up, wake up. Instead of waking up, she rolled toward me. Ah, the zombie. Ah, fuck me, fuck me. This is the fucking Exorcist. Ah, suck your dick. Ah. Oh, God. I always forget that I'm in New York. Can't imagine what my fucking... fucking neighbors are thinking right now. Instead of waking up, she rolled toward me and put her hands down my pants and started jerking me off and kissing me. See, this is where it goes out the window. This is where it goes out. It's such jerking off. Dude, this is where it goes out the fucking window for me. If you're asleep, how do you know where everything is? Oh, I'm asleep and I'm walking out to the garage, not bumping into anything, grabbing the keys. Ah, I gotta go kill the neighbor. Give me a fucking break. This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. This isn't real. So she rolls to her, starts jerking me off, kissing me, and then still in her sleep said, are you going to fuck me or what? And he goes, well, shit, how could I turn that down? How could you turn it down because her fucking eyes are rolling up in her head? Dude, isn't this like a form of rape? If she's asleep and you're banging her, I mean, that's just... What if you didn't know her? She walks up, fuck me, fuck me. Walking around in her fucking pajamas out in the lawn, pulled up in a car. This is the creepiest shit I've ever read about in my 5 years of doing this podcast, this is the creepiest shit ever. This is Linda Blair. Linda Blair is a porn star. So she goes, "You gonna fuck me or what?" And the guy goes, "Well, shit, how can I turn that down? I started to take my pants off, and her, still sleeping, started stripping in the bed." See, this all has like a "I'm awake" kind of thing, or possessed, one or the other. He goes, "We started going at it, but the whole time her eyes were still closed, but it was like she was awake, grabbing onto me, kissing me, moaning. It was totally crazy. Then the craziest thing happened. So this girl was one of those more reserved types. We never really had dirty sex." Dude, if you bang this girl in the ass while she's fucking in this zombified state, I don't know what to tell you. He goes, "We never really had dirty sex or anything. It was still really good, but nothing out of the ordinary, except tonight. All of a sudden, while we're going at it, she flips over onto her knees and says, 'Put in my ass.'" Oh, my God. Dude, fuck you guys. Did you guys all get together and just say, "Let's fuck with Bill, and let's just write the craziest fucking emails ever"? Is there some sort of website where you guys are doing this? This is not real. This isn't real. He goes, "What the fuck? I about fucking fell over. Never had we even talked about it or anything, and all of a sudden she was doing things she had never done, at least with me. Without even seeming like it was new, she just acted like it happens all the fucking time." Dude, if you do this, why don't you wake her up and be like, "Sweetheart, just to let you know that you're asleep right now, telling me to put my dick in your ass. Are you comfortable with going back to sleep and letting me do that? I'm just checking." All right. Nighty-night. Anyways, it was one of the craziest nights of sex I ever had. Dude, you're a fucking creep. You're a fucking creep, dude. You're a fucking creep, okay? If I was with somebody and they were a zombie, I would wake them up. All right? You had fucking anal sex with this girl when she was, like, awake, asleep? Awake, asleep? Whatever the fuck the medical version of this is fucking insane. The next morning, she woke up and didn't mention a thing about it at all. All day. So I finally decided to bring it up. Oh, that's a good move. "Hey, by the way, last night when you were sleeping but kind of were awake but were asleep, I put it in your ass. If you wondered why, you felt a little weird this morning, yeah. It's because I..." Oh, Jesus. He goes, "I told her what happened. And at first she was pretty pissed." Yeah, I would think so. But then after talking about it for a few minutes, she admitted that this had happened a few times before where she's had sex in her sleep with someone, including her sister's boyfriend. Wow. That's what he wrote, and I would have said that anyways. Dude, so the boyfriend banged her while she was sleeping? Her sister's boyfriend? This is like rape, guys. This is fucking nuts. She's not in a place where she can say no. She's dreaming about something else if this shit even exists. This is the creepiest fucking email ever. Oh, and it keeps going. She started crying and saying she didn't know what to do, so I offered to go with her to a therapist and at least approach the topic with a professional. Well, aren't you just a fucking great guy after you banged her in the ass while she was sleeping? The therapist said she may have sexomnia. That was the term she used. Seriously, look it up. Or a sleep disorder where a person actually has sex in their sleep. Yeah, go fuck your sexomnia. No, fuck you. I'm not buying this. The therapist said it's more common than people think. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. None of my friends have this story. They would have told me. And that it's treatable only in some cases. She got on some medication. It seemed to help a little. But there were a few times when shit happened in her sleep. And no, those times I did not bang her in her sleep after that one time. It just didn't feel right since it was something she had no control over. Really? It took you after that first time? So instead I would wake her up. That's what you should have done the first time. Jesus Christ. Anyways, just wanted to send you this email so you didn't think the sleep sex guy was a total psycho. Go fuck yourself. I downloaded your latest special and loved it. Catch you later. Well, thank you for downloading this special. As far as your chivalrous acts after you fucking went anal on that girl, I don't know about that, man. Wow. Well, there you go, people. That was worth the price of admission, huh? I still don't believe it. Sexomnia. At the very least, it's not common. I would have heard something about it. Okay, I'm down. Like, I'm acting like I'm a doctor right now. I am in the medical field. I'm up to my knees in it. I would have heard something. I would have heard some sort of study, but I don't buy it. I don't buy it, okay? All right. Let's do some final advertising here for the week, and then we're going to fucking end it. Mercifully end this podcast. Couple of quickies here. Amazon.com. Holiday shopping is starting up, so be sure to visit our Amazon banner on the podcast page of BillBird.com. It's a huge help as Amazon will kick back a percentage of your spend, a percentage of what you spend, if you go through my banner first. It helps support the podcast as well as the Wounded Warrior Project. I love the last bullet point is thank you. Gamefly.com, everybody. Hey, do you want to play 8,000 video games? Of course you do. Click on the Gamefly banner for free, 2-disc, 2-week free trial. 37 people did that last month, so thank you for that, and hopefully you enjoyed the service. You want your free 2-week trial, go to www.gamefly.com/burr or the banner ad on my podcast page for your free trial and enjoy all the video games you can play. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. That right there is the podcast for this week. So let me recap what I'm hyping this week. I have a book coming out tomorrow called Cheat, the Man's Guide to Infidelity. And it's based on our short film called Cheat. If you buy the book, you get a link to the movie, you get to see the movie, and the whole thing will make sense. It's completely over the top. It's completely in your face. It's fucking hilarious. I wrote it with Robert Kelly and Joe DeRosa, the teen idol sensation from the Opie and Anthony program. You know, after all those years of sitting around, not doing shit, we actually made a movie and wrote a book. You may like it, you may not, but go fuck yourself. We at least completed the project. My special, You People Are All the Same, is available for download at BillBird.com. Costs you $5. You'll get a link to download the special. You have 5 days to download it. 5 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 days. So, you know, if you're traveling, that gives you time to get home. And we initially only had it up for 24 hours, not realizing that some people would buy it and then fly on a plane, do some bullshit. So my apologies for that inconvenience to other people. But in general, I think it worked really well. And I swear to God, man, I know I joke around and everything, but that really means a lot to me that you guys supported my special. And I was glad I was able to give it to you for $5. It all fucking worked out for everybody. You know, you don't get fucked. I don't get fucked. It's all good. And thank you to Louis C.K. for coming up with that. And also, if you want to buy a hard copy version of it, that'll be more like around Christmas time. And that'll also be available on BillBird.com. I'm just kind of getting the logistics of that down. And then, of course, I will be selling them at my shows coming up around the holidays. I'll be giving you guys more information about that. Also, the new podcast, whatever you want to call it, network, allthingscomedy.com. Check it out. Check out all the podcasts that are on there. Ari Shaffir has a new CD out. That guy really, I'm telling you, man, every time I see him, like, that guy's the next guy. It's always great to see somebody like breaking out of the pack, and that guy's really turning the corner, and I think he's on his way to doing something. So if he's performing in your area, go see him now so you can say I saw him when, and check out his new comedy CD. Also, Tom Segura from Your Mom's House podcast has a new CD out called White Girls in Cornrows. You should check it out. The guy's absolutely hilarious. I did his podcast last week. He's also part of the network. And that's it. That's it for this week, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And old Billy Twinkletoes. I'm going to be on Inside the NFL this week, if you can believe it. I have no idea what I'm going to do on it. Other than feel not qualified because everybody there has pretty much played the game or went to broadcasting school and I'm just some obnoxious asshole comedian. But they're going to have me on and that's going to be on Showtime. I imagine that's going to be airing this weekend, maybe Friday, Saturday. I have no idea, but I'll definitely be putting out a Facebook and Twitter blast. That is it. That's the podcast. And thank you to everybody who came out to Cincinnati. All right, I'm going on too long. Go fuck yourselves. I'll see you.